Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
This week is Dementia Awareness Week. Now, you may have heard the word dementia a lot, but do you actually know much about it? It affects over 750,000 people in the UK and is not a disease in its own right. It's actually an umbrella term that describes a large group of symptoms that are caused by diseases that affect the brain. With that in mind, I took a trip to Springfield, an anchor care home in Bradford. Home manager Vicky Hemsworth gave me an overview of the facilities.
Springfield is a 99-bedded care home registered for people who need residential care and people also living with dementia, so we're quite a big service.
Anchor are rolling out an accreditation for their homes that offer specific dementia care. It's called Anchor Inspires, and Vicky told me about the process that Springfield has been through to achieve this.
First of all, we are trained by our own dementia care specialists within Anchor, and we look at lots of aspects of our service and how we can change to support people best living with dementia within our service. And out of the Anchor Inspires, there was 12 of us that did the course to become dementia champions. And out of that, we developed our first dementia service and we changed the environment considerably. We changed how we thought about how we deliver care. You know, we dispel the myth of routine. I mean, in a care home this size, we've always got to have a little bit of a routine in the background, but we don't have the routine that's noticeable to anybody living with us. So if somebody wants to get up at lunchtime and have their cooked breakfast at lunchtime, that's what we do. And then if they want their, you know, their evening meal whenever they want, we do things like we run an all-day snack menu on top of the normal anchor menus that we have. And all these things we introduce very subtly. And from that, we then, the dementia specialist team come back and over a two-day period, they validate us to see where we're at. And we did really well on our scoring there. We got 100% of our accreditation.
Anchor Inspires has 55 different indicators to assess the performance of their dementia care. These are divided into four main areas that make up the Anchor Inspires jigsaw. They are memories, safe living, activities, and companionship. Springfield is opening a brand new dementia service, and Vicky has used this jigsaw to guide her when she's been designing the space and the interiors. She took me on a tour of the brand new facilities.
So hopefully when you walk onto this dementia service is you'll see a very light, airy, sensory environment. So what we've tried to do is theme particular areas of the service. So that promotes visual stimulation, sensory stimulation in some cases, and, you know, pictorial images that we've used. We've used local images on the walls and things.
We stood just by a painting effectively here that's been transferred onto the wall with a boat that says Bingley on it and a bus that says Bingley on it, and that's all local. That's all going to remind people of where they live, isn't it?
It is, and that's fabulous because we've already got two people living in the home who were both bus drivers, and they both think it's absolutely amazing because they work for the same bus company as this. That picture just promotes conversation, engagement with staff, and then that tells the staff that they're getting to know and see more about the person that they're caring for, because sometimes I think we just look at the person who's with us now and how they're, you know, living with dementia now, and we forget sometimes about the person that they were. But it's really important to know where that person's been, where they've come from, who they were, and that helps us give us a real in-depth knowledge of being able to really support and care for them.
We then walked into an amazing retro 50s-style hair and nail salon cum cafe, where the residents can choose what they'd like to do.
They might want to have their nails done, but they might just want to sit and watch somebody having their hair done. So they might not actually want to have their hair done themselves. But when you come in here, what we've got is very open shelving, so people can see things and choose things. And we've really thought about the things that we stock in our little coffee bar. So it's retro things like we've got dandelion and burdock, we've got Bass Shandy, we've got cream soda, we've got Tizer. So those are all things that I recognise from being younger. So somebody coming in, they'll go, oh yes, I remember having a dandelion and burdocks. And again, it's prompting conversation, it's engaging, it's, you know, it's bringing back memories, it's making it a really social environment.
As you say, everything is out on open shelves, there's no kind of cupboards hiding things away, and that just helps remind people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It lets people see what's there. You know, if we've got a closed cupboard, people don't know what's behind the cupboard doors. It helps them make a choice. It's not us just giving somebody a glass of juice, it's letting somebody go make a choice of what they would like to drink. And all of that subtly links into us supporting people with nutrition and hydration.
And that element of choice is central to the individual person-centred care that is integral in the Anchor Inspires framework. Vicky explained how important it is to be individual.
There is an assumption about what we do in care homes that everybody has a game of bingo, we have fish and chips every Friday, and that sort of preconceived ideas that people have before they come into care. And we're trying to dispel the myths. And one of the things that I look at all the time is I spend time on a weekend with my own father, and would he want to go out and, you know, listen to war songs or look at war films? No, he wouldn't. He'd like to go sit in Betty's cafe, have a cup of coffee, and maybe listen to Ian Dury. So that's what, you know, that's the type of thing that we've got to look at, and it's about us understanding the people that we're caring for.
Talking of Ian Dury, music can be incredibly important in care, and Vicky has introduced new retro jukeboxes into Springfield. So I couldn't resist a play.
I think it contains about 1,500 songs.
Wow.
There will be something to suit everybody.
Oh, now we've come to life.
Now, this would have been something that my mum would have loved. And she would have jived to this.
And this, I can imagine when this service comes into use and there are people in this room, it's going to feel like a really nice atmosphere for them
yes,
to be
it
in.
Yes, it is. It is. Music's very important for all of us because music usually promotes memories. It takes us back to times and places in our life, happy and sad. And it's important that we remember all of those as well.
All of this comes together to recreate as much of a person's previous life as possible, so that despite the need for dementia care, they have a sense of familiarity. That includes the use of a wonderful garden.
It's really important for people to have access freely to outside, a safe outside space. We put a lot of thought into the three main areas of the garden. The first area here is a social area and quite a calm area and a relaxed area. We've got water fountains where people can just sit with families and spend time. We then come to an area which we've made into a village green. So that's very, very reminiscent. Ducks and dovecotes and, you know, the pillar box and benches. And then the far end of the garden we made into a very interactive area. So we've got the potting shed, we've got raised beds for growing things, we've put an area in to encourage birds and bees and butterflies. It's making areas very defined and that people would recognise and again promote memories and promote conversation.
I couldn't help but be impressed by the new facilities that Vicky and her team have assembled at Springfield. And they've been scrutinised by the sector's regulator, the Care Quality Commission, which families often use like the TripAdvisor of care.
The report came out in April of this year, and we got an overall good, but we got an outstanding in being effective. And the highlights of the outstanding and effective were a lot of the work that we do around over and above Anchor's own systems and policies and procedures was lots of things we did for individuals around person-centred care and how we could support those people.
Anchor has care homes and retirement properties across England, including a number in North and West Yorkshire. Vicky told me why families may choose Anchor for their relatives.
We were constantly reviewing our services and looking at how we can best engage our customers in making sure that they have happy living when they come to stay with us, and whether that's in one of our schemes or leaseholds or in one of our care homes, the focus all the time is on the customer, and we want to be a customer-led company, and that's ultimately our aim across all our service areas, and develop a service and a home really that they want to live in and stay in.
You can find out more about Anchor and dementia care at anchor.org.uk.
Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.